Hi, my name is Lisa, and I am a mental health staff member at Reach for Resources.
Hey, Lisa, could you tell me how has the COVID-19 and the current stay-at-home order been affecting Reach for Resources?
We are doing everything virtually, so we're meeting with all of our families still, either over the phone or through video calls. It's been an adjustment, but we're figuring everything out, and I think it's been helpful to stay connected with our clients to ensure that they have the support that they need, because it's stressful for everybody right now.
Lisa, give me a brief description. What is it that you do as a mental health staff member?
I am specifically with the parenting education. I have a caseload of families that I work with who have open child protection cases. So I go in and teach skills relating to parenting and like child development to help them work towards having their kids back in the home and having their CPS cases closed.
What kind of outcomes do you see after these families get involved with Reach for Resources?
With the parenting education, we see a lot of great progress from the families, the kids returning home from foster care, CPS cases getting closed, and those families being reunited. We see that a lot.
What else are you involved in at Reach for Resources?
I'm also involved in the Children's Mental Health Case Management Program. So that is a specific service that helps families with that kind of assessing and accessing mental health services for their children, like helping them find a therapist for their child or getting them connected with family therapy, connecting them with assessments to see if they qualify for other services or waivers. And then we work to just monitor those services and make sure that they are effective and just kind of help support the family that way.
Lisa, could you tell me a little bit more about the adult rehabilitative mental health services that Reach for Resources offers?
This is a recovery-based rehabilitative program, so it helps clients to improve their overall mental health stability in different areas of their lives, so it's a one-on-one support both in the home and in the community. So they're going to be working on things like mental illness symptom management, healthy lifestyle decisions, household management, interpersonal communication, things like employment-related skills, relapse prevention, crisis assistance, kind of anything dealing with how their mental health affects their life. And kind of empowering them to be in control during difficult times.
What would you tell somebody that is thinking about making a donation to Reach for Resources?
It's an organization that offers a huge variety of services. It's going to a place that is supporting lots of different people, and it's doing great work providing a much-needed service, especially right now.
Lisa, thank you so much for all that you do for Reach for Resources, and thank you again for sharing with us today.
Thank you.